You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research or that they are above the law and they can break the rules. Australia, Novak Djokovic. Australia said, no. We're going to look at the greater good of everyone in our society, and you're not part of that.
So says Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN and NNN. This is January 19, 2022. I remind you, we are now on air live at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, so you can watch and enjoy TV at the same time as you listen to the program. If you don't have access to your computer or viewing at this point, glad to have you listening. Again, but we're up now at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Everything's branded Larry Connors USA. Not hard to find us. But there's Don Lemon Fruitcake again saying, you know, we gotta make sure we get rid of people, basically, that won't conform to what we tell them to. Don Lemon Fruitcake, and when I call him that, again, just for those of you who may have questions, I'm not interested, I could care less about his sexual preferences. I'm talking about that he's nutty as a fruitcake. This is, again, another case of railing against those not vaccinated because you might give us the virus. My God, look at what's happened. People have been vaccinated repeatedly with boosters, and they still get it. People unvaccinated get it. People with natural immunity get it. But the problem is they just want to put more fear into you. And now, of course, they have the government website open for you to get these free testing kits. You're going to see more positives. I'll tell you that right now. I mentioned someone the other day. We were at an event. I said, look around this room. I'll bet if we tested everyone right now, 90% of us would prove to be positive, whether or not we've been vaccinated. And, in fact, the British government, Boris, is going against Don Lemon, saying, you know, I think we're kind of done with some of these mandates and restrictions. I'm not saying, again, don't get vaxxed if you want to. You make the decision. But they're still trying to frighten you. And one of the reports that you're going to hear later is talking again about, oh, my God, these tests are coming out just in time. There's an increase of kids getting Omicron. The CDC, their latest data admits children account for less than 0.2% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. I'll get into that in more detail for you. Also, we have President Biden holding a news conference this afternoon. Not sure exactly the time. I don't know if they're going to hold into a schedule or not. He's going to be trying to convince the nation to call your Republican legislators, senators, and say, push to get these new voting rights laws, so otherwise we're back to Jim Crow 2.0. It's a lie all the way through. And even though Biden's going to do this, last night Senate Democrats say no, they're set for doom. They're going to plan to take the vote later today, and they don't expect it to pass because Senators Manchin and Sinema are not going to allow them to bust up the filibuster. In other issues, Biden administration needs to weigh and is weighing new options on what to do about Russia and Ukraine. This is getting dicey more so every day. I'm going to be joined also later today by Fred Flights. He's now the vice chair at America's First Policy Institute Center for American Security. And his title of his piece he wrote for them is How to Counter Biden's National Security incompetence. And there's a lot to counter, believe me. And then also we're going to go back into this story out of the NBA Warriors co-owner who said, I could care less about the Uyghurs being victimized and victims of genocide. That's low on my priority list. You want to hear what Senator Tom Cotton has to say about this multi-millionaire, billionaire who just doesn't care about these people that are being persecuted, organs harvested while they're alive. And, of course, then we have the issue about the Olympics in China. Should we continue or not? We have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
They're deliberately trying to suppress the right to vote. That is vital to America. This is just not another political dispute. This is about what America's all about, the right to vote. You know, when the Constitution was founded, you had to be a white, male, Protestant property owner in most states to vote. We've made progress. We're not going to let them regress. We're fighting to make that happen. This is not just another political issue. This is about the future of how America functions. And if we allow the voting rights to be rolled back, sort of like they were in Jim Crow, our democracy could really wither away.
There you have it, Senator Chuck Schumer speaking the other day about how vital this is that we protect our voting rights, and I would agree, except he starts throwing some lies in, some fabrications, fear tactics, and of course they cannot discuss it, any kind of voting rights anymore, without saying Jim Crow, because they know that harkens back to a time when, yes, blacks were not being allowed to vote, in the South primarily in areas held by Democrats who also were behind the Klan. Yeah, there was a time that, yes, if you were going to vote, you had to be a property owner. You don't own property, you're not allowed to vote. Many slaves obviously didn't own property. Even today, many black people and white people and yellow and red don't own property. But that's not a requirement to vote anymore, is it? The requirements basically come down to, are you a resident of where you say you are, so you're allowed to vote in this district or area or state? And can you prove that you are who you are, which would like to see a voter ID of some type, not that you've gone through somebody's trash and picked up their utility bill and you bring it in and say, well, here's my ID, because some states have been allowing that, especially if they're Democrat run. We're still waiting to see. In fact, I'm just checking again, see if there's anything new at all from Biden on his speech he's going to be making. That it's going to be a news conference, supposedly going to get into the, let me see if it's breaking here. I'm looking at it right now. Nope, there's still nothing on that when it's actually going to take place. But the point is, they're going to talk about voting rights and protecting it, because they want you to believe that every conservative, every Republican, certainly anyone who might be now or was in the past a Trump supporter, wants to take away voting rights, especially from minorities. There have been numerous states make changes since 2020 election, and they have found numerous cases of voter fraud and dead people voting and people who shouldn't be voting there because they live somewhere else now, and our ballots that showed up that had duplicate signatures and duplicate ballots, and our ballots found left in a trash can somewhere. You can't stop all efforts when it comes to cheating and voting if you're going to. But what they want to do now is to destroy the Senate and the filibuster rule and just basically say, I know we don't have enough votes to actually move this legislation forward, so we're going to do it on our own. In fact, that's what Chuck Schumer had said just the other day. He made the effort to schedule a vote on two bills, the Freedom to Vote and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, but they don't have the 60 votes necessary to pass the Senate. So now he's trying to convince his 50-member majority to, let's just break the legislative filibuster. However, in the midst of that 50 members that he's trying to get the filibuster busted are a couple of Democrats who are not stepping up and doing it. One of them, Kristen Sinema of Arizona, she's already been told, by the way, a lot of the abortion rights groups in Arizona that sent her a lot of money to get her elected, they said, you're off the list. You're not going to get any money from us going forward. Because why? They think she's trying to keep minorities from voting? Or because she won't join with Schumer in destroying the Senate? The other one is, the name I just dropped, was Senator Manchin, West Virginia. He said, I am for doing what we're trying to do on the voting, but I'm not going to break the filibuster just for this. He said, we keep having people, and by people, he's talking about Democrats, Biden and others, basically saying, you know, Republicans and independents, others are just trying to make it hard for minorities to vote, and there are no laws out there to protect them. Senator Manchin responds and says, there are laws.
The laws there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them to make sure they have a right to vote. We have that. The things they're talking about now are in court. Mark Elias has an awful lot in court. The courts have struck down, like in Ohio, they struck down the gerrymandering. Things are happening, okay? We act like that we're going to obstruct people from voting. That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen, and that's not the intent. There's nothing. I've asked repeatedly, show me the one law that says you cannot vote because of the color of your skin. Doesn't exist. Show me the law that they like to hearken back on, as Joy Reid did the other day and said, oh, we're back to going to force people to count jelly beans before they can vote. Not all people, just people we think might vote the wrong way, which in general, she says, would probably be minority people. And I don't know how they're going to explain the continuing shift of minority voters to Republicans or independents. Yeah, some they're beginning to think more and more on their own, and they say, you know, the Democrats haven't done anything for us. They come around every voting period, round us up, say, well, come on, we're going to go down and vote. And then they take us back to the urban plantation and just say, we'll let you know next year or 2 years, whenever we need you again. And, of course, when Trump had his rally in Arizona the other day, there were a lot, there were several, black men and women behind him wearing white T-shirts that read with on black that blacks for Trump. And, of course, you heard Sharpton, Al Sharpton say, what a piece of propaganda. They were all props. But I remind you again that when Biden went down to Georgia the other day, members of the Black Vote Matters group said they were going to boycott Biden's speech on voting rights because we don't want to be used as props. And Stacey Abrams, who's still contesting her election, her failure to win governorship of Georgia, didn't bother to be there either with Biden. The ban has become extremely toxic. And it's dangerous not only to the nation, but the world. We're going to get into that in more detail in a moment. But Senate Democrats now, I'm reading a piece from Politico. This gives you a view of where we're going at this time, because I don't care what Biden is going to end up saying here shortly, whenever he gets around to his news conference. Probably going to be too late for us to get some of it on, but we'll keep watching for it. I'm reading a piece from Politico. Politico is more left than right. Occasionally it can be closer to the center. Occasionally. But here's what they wrote. Listen to this. This is the lead sentence. Senate Democrats are set for a doomed attempt Wednesday evening, tonight, to allow for passage of election reform with a simple majority vote. Pressing forward, despite unflinching opposition from Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. They flat call it out, say, you guys are doomed. The writing's on the wall. It's not going to happen. You're going to hold your little vote, and it's going to be theater, just like some of the masquer theater. I mean, and you talk about you want to accuse Trump and his people of propping, using people as props. They're going to try to use the entire Senate as a prop tonight and hope the American people overall they think will side with them. I got news for them. The answer is not likely that they're going to side with him. You want a clear example? Let me read you some of these new numbers that have come out. This has got to be shaking Biden even deeper. Maybe that's why he's kind of slow to come out to start this news conference. This is based on approval. There's one poll or three. One of them shows his rating hitting record low as he reaches 1 year in his presidency. We've discussed that others were indicating that. But this is the latest. This is a Politico Morning Consult poll. Only 40% of the voters approve of Joe Biden's performance. 40%. He has a 59% disapproval among independents. And independents were essential in flipping the 2020 presidential election in his favor. Independents. And he's lost 59% of them, it appears. Only 40% of those in this survey believe that Biden is mentally fit to hold the job. 37% think he's in good health. 49% believe he's stable. But many Democrats are concerned about Biden's sinking numbers, and they worry what's going to happen in 2022. Well, they certainly should worry, because we're coming up on the midterm elections, and that means a lot more Democrats are going to lose their jobs. 25 of them already said they're not going to run anyway. They know exactly what I just read you from Politico. It's just not going to help. In fact, I'm reading a few more statements here from this. Schumer says there are a few who believe the filibuster helps bring us together. I don't see evidence of that at all. I think the majority of our colleagues would agree with it. This is Chuck Schumer speaking. He said, but even those who feel that the filibuster is a good thing and helps brings us together, I would ask this question. Isn't the protection of voting rights more important? Of course, voting rights are important. But again, let's hear it direct from his own mouth, Senator Chuck Schumer.
And if we allow the voting rights to be rolled back, sort of like they were in Jim Crow, our democracy could really wither away. If people don't have faith that that elections are fair, then our democracy, the root of our democracy is free and fair elections, and we all abide by the results until Donald Trump. And now we have to fight back.
We all abide by the results until Donald Trump. That is wrong on so many levels. Let's just deal with Donald Trump and his race, not against Biden, but against Hillary. Hillary loses. She was asked repeatedly during the debates between Trump and Hillary, and he was asked as well, if the vote comes back and you lose, are you willing to concede? And her answer, well, of course I will. It would be the will of the people. That's the way we do things. Yes, I will accept the verdict of the people. You know why she said that? It's because she believed sincerely she was going to beat him. Pardon me, she couldn't beat him with the popular vote, the Electoral College. She got more popular vote, but the Electoral College did her in. And she still has yet to concede that she was beaten fairly. Blaming on Russian collusion, blaming on everything else. Trump, when he was asked, said, will I accept the will? I mean, will I accept the verdict in the votes? We'll see. In other words, he said, basically at that time, I suspect there could be some cheating if we're not careful. I want fair and ethical elections. Do you? And I don't care what your color is, your religion. I do care that you are an American citizen. But if the right to vote is so precious and so important to our Constitution, why in New York State, Senator Chuck Schumer's state, are they allowing illegals to register to vote? Because they really don't care about election integrity. They care about winning. Not you, not the nation. Speaking of the nation, this issue with Russia and Ukraine, it's heating up. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
I am flesh and I am bone, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul, rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and again, we are streaming live at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, and some comments are coming in. I'll share with you in a moment. I need to go back before we talk about Russia. I was telling you a moment ago about some of the polls and how bad they were, according to Politico, and saying that Politico was even acknowledging it was not going to be good, not going to be good for Joe Biden. Well, the Politico's Sam Stein says, I know why. He said, Biden's latest poor polling numbers, partly due to right-wing individuals who were, quote, emotional and couldn't hide their hatred for the president. You could take those same words and apply them to the Democrats, the FBI, the DOJ, everyone else, when Trump was president. Remember when McCabe said, Andrew McCabe with the FBI said, I could walk into a Walmart and I could smell them. And when Hillary called Trump supporters deplorable, So they're going to blame those of you who don't like Biden, not what he's doing or not doing. I mentioned we are on YouTube, and a couple of remarks coming in reference Schumer. Meany writes, when Schumer suddenly wants something, the alarm bell should go off for everyone. And then Randy and Beth are writing in reference the voting issue, saying, what, dead people can't vote? Then adding, Scuttlebutt says they plan to put it back into the NASA bill, see if they can get voting rights through NASA. That's some good stuff, guys. Pretty good. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for watching and sharing with your audience that you have. So here's where we are on Russia. The Biden administration did say today it's sending an additional $200 million in unspecified defense military aid on its way to Ukraine as Russia is issuing demands for sweeping security guarantees in that troubled region. And it's also another report that the Biden administration is weighing new options, including providing more arms. This might be part of what I just read to you. To resist a Russian occupation, trying to raise the cost for Vladimir Putin should he decide to invade. Now, these discussions, this story is from CNN, says several sources reflect a sense of pessimism inside the administration after the so-called diplomatic talks last week yielded no breakthroughs, and Russia continues to raise its force level. I've got a guest coming up you need to hear. He's been on time and time again. Fred Flights, 25, 30 years in national security. He wants to talk about how we need to counter Biden's national security incompetence now and into the future. And I want to know what he thinks about Russia.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We've had this guest numerous times before, and he's changed to another association right now, but his expertise I certainly rely on, and you should as well. Fred Flights, now the vice chair, the American First Policy Institute Center for American Security. Fred, welcome aboard again, sir.
Hey, Larry, good to be here. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and to same to you. And we've got a big event coming up the rest of this year, like the midterm elections. You wrote a piece about how to counter Biden's national security incompetence in this year. Let me begin with the latest that we were just saying before you joined us. The Biden administration sending an additional $200 million in unspecified defense military aid to Ukraine. And Blinken is supposed to have still more talks, but what's happening between Russia, Ukraine, and where do we and this nation stand?
You know, we don't know what's going to happen in Ukraine. Is Putin using the refusal of the U.S. And NATO to give him exactly what he wants as a pretext to invade? Or is this troop buildup leverage? And I got to tell you, I think it might be leverage because we've already given up a lot. We've offered to move our troops away from the Russian border, to stop military exercises near the Russian border, and to rejoin the INF treaty, the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, which Trump pulled out of because the Russians were cheating on it. They're big concessions, and I wonder if Putin is holding out for more.
Well, I'm reading a statement again. This is from the administration. We are committed to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and will continue to support, provide Ukraine support it needs. If it's going to be equivalent to what we saw under the Obama administration, they're going to get more blankets.
It looks that way. We're refusing to send in lethal military aid because apparently President Biden doesn't want to do that, and the Germans have vetoed sending in aid. We've only agreed to send in lethal aid after an invasion. And, you know, Larry, by that time, it's going to be too late.
I know a lot of folks think of conservatives sometimes as hawks and, yeah, let's go to war. Let's go get it. I don't know. I don't hear anybody saying let's really rush into a war with Russia. But it's the inept handling that this administration, the way they've been doing it, Biden and this administration have no respect from Russia nor China.
It's a difficult question for conservatives, and I'm with the America First Policy Institute. We want to keep our country out of unnecessary wars. I don't want to see American troops in Ukraine. There are some people in Congress who have talked about that. We shouldn't be using our air power in Ukraine. We should use persuasion to apply sanctions to keep Russia out. But at the end of the day, this is not a strategic U.S. interest. We stand with them because it's the right thing to do, but we're not going to intervene militarily. And but we also know Biden's not going to intervene militarily either. That's why the Russians are basically ignoring him. They heard this in 2014, the last time they tried to invade from Barack Obama.
And they also just witnessed the debacle in Afghanistan pulling out.
I think American credibility took a huge hit by what happened in Afghanistan. And so many confusing statements and policies and interactions with the Russians and the Chinese. I think Putin sees an opportunity. That's why, you know, maybe we see an invasion coming soon. There's certainly a lot of signs of that concerning Ukraine. But I think there's a real possibility that Putin is a good poker player, and this is just an enormous bluff to see what he can extract from Joe Biden.
You're listening to Fred Flights, Vice Chair, America First Policy Institute Center for American Security. In this piece you wrote about American greatness and perception, you said making all of this worse is a global perception that Joe Biden is not mentally competent to be the U.S. Commander-in-Chief.
And look, I don't like writing that, and neither of us want to talk about that. But it's not just obvious here. It's obvious around the world. And the problem is, and we've talked about this before, as Bob Gates wrote in his memoir that it came out in 2014, Joe Biden has been wrong about every national security question going back 40 years. He was wrong about national security as a young man. And now, as he's a man and people are questioning his mental competence, he's making mistakes, and he's surrounded by one of the worst and weakest foreign policy teams in history, which is why I've called once again that this team be fired and more competent people be brought in to advise him on national security.
Yeah, to that extent, you're saying that's the way we can deal with this incompetence this year. That would be fire Secretary of State Blinken, Secretary of Defense Austin, Mayorkas, on down the line. But I don't see that happening.
No, and I heard Stuart Varney talk about this today. He thinks the chief of staff should be fired, the head of the National Economic Council, the head of DHS, transportation secretary, and the Health and Human Service secretary for mishandling COVID. I think Varney is right. I missed out. This should have been a much longer list.
Well, that's the problem. And I'd start at the top, but we can't really do that until 2024. The Democrats might, though. The Democrats might decide after 2022 midterm election debacle, which they're certainly going to see, maybe they're going to decide maybe we should exercise the 25th Amendment, or maybe Biden would just say, I am kind of tired. I'll step aside and let Harris come in. Would that change the worldwide perception of what we're doing?
I it's hard to believe Biden is at this state at only a year in office. What's it going to look like after 2 years or 4 years? I think after a few more months, Democratic leaders are going to just say to Joe Biden, you just can't run again. This is a catastrophe. And try to win his support for finding another candidate they can unite around in 2024.
Well, and inside the party itself, there is that issue in the sense that some Democrats who voted for him say he's too left for what we thought he was going to be. And some progressives who voted for him saying he's not far enough left. So there's a division inside his own party like that. I know we've had it in the Republican Party with Trump. I understand that. But in this case, and the overall ineffectiveness on the world stage, I agree with you. This just gives our enemies reason to think we can act and act now.
They see the weakness, and they see the indecision and confusion in this country. Joe Biden did not run to be such a radical leftist president. After he came into office, he did things that if the voters knew he was going to do them concerning critical race theory and these radical things he's doing on green energy, they wouldn't have voted for him. And have you seen these stickers of the gas pump?
Yes.
I did that with Joe Biden's face on them.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, him pointing out, I did that, and
right
there's
now.
Your gas price way, way up. Yeah, you're right. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw one sticker on the back of a car reference an insurance company saying we can save you money or your insurance rate may be going up, and same kind of thing that I did that too. Everything's going up, inflation, everything else, supply chain. Listen, before we get away, and I thank you for taking extra time, as you always do with us, this America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, exactly what is that?
It is a wonderful public policy organization focused on foreign policy, domestic policy, and it revolves around the concept of America First. When forming domestic or foreign policy, we first put the interests of the American people, the American economy,
in other words, you're national. You must be a nationalist. You must be, you know, you're one of those guys.
I am. Yeah. I am a proud nationalist, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
We don't want these elites to coming up with these policies that have hurt our economy, got us into unnecessary wars. I'm working with a whole group of former Trump officials. It was a great move, Larry. I'm very lucky to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you. But the other point being is that's exactly every time Trump was talking about we're going to do this for USA, 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 and all the other side is saying You need to look at the world as a whole. He said, I was not elected for the world. I was elected for the nation. Biden thinks he's been elected for the world.
Yeah, one of Biden's best moments was when he was welcomed into the European club when he went to Europe. I don't want the U.S. to be in the European club. We are the leader of the free world. The Europe follows us. They don't have over our foreign policy. They can't force us into bad climate deals, bad trade deals. That's what's happening again under Joe Biden. It's one reason why gas prices are going through the roof.
One final thought from you then. China and the Olympics. Should we go ahead?
Well, I wish we would boycott these Olympics, and I'm very worried about American Olympians going to these Olympics. I hope they watch what they say. They shouldn't take their electronics with them. It's a bad situation.
All right. I want to thank you again, Fred. I do appreciate it. We'll be talking to you in the future, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks, Larry.
You bet. Fred Flights, America's First Policy Institute Center for American Security. And in fact, after this break, we're going to come back and talk more about the Olympics coming up. And you're going to hear the view of Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas about our Olympians being in China and the threats that have been posed in the past. It's going to begin with a report from John Roberts asking the senator a question, John Roberts with Fox News. I put it all in because I want to make sure you have the full context. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
China has stopped selling tickets to Chinese people for the Olympics. It's not selling tickets to people overseas because Omicron is now starting to really kind of run rampant there in Beijing. Are you concerned? You have voiced concerns in the past now that Omicron is beginning to spread quite rapidly about what U.S. athletes will endure the next 2.5 weeks and what should the USOC do about it?
Yeah, John, I'm very concerned. I called for a total boycott of these Olympics a couple months ago because the Biden administration didn't have a plan to keep our athletes safe from Chinese surveillance or harassment. Now that China is not even selling tickets to its own citizens, it's time to reschedule these games. Look, we did that to the Tokyo Summer Games 2 years ago, and the Summer Games are much larger and much more complex logistically than the Winter Games. It would be very easy to reschedule these games for the coming winter and to move it to a civilized, democratic nation somewhere around the world. That's what should happen now.
Those are the words of Senator Tom Cotton. And, of course, the response is the question coming from John Roberts of Fox News saying China is not even going to sell tickets to the games to its own people, fearing a new COVID outbreak. I don't know if they're talking about the Delta variant, the original COVID-19, or Omicron. It's just the fact of what China's doing, and the main point being we never should have, under the U.S. Olympic Committee, agreed to hold the games in that country, China, or any dictatorship, where genocide and human rights violations occur constantly as part of a government rule. And in fact, to that extent, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, when he served under Trump, has since said, yeah, we should have put up a bigger fight to not let it go to China. You know, probably at the time it was thought, if we give them a little something like this and they become a world stage, maybe the whole world will see what they are. And of course, we know they're only going to put forward the best picture. You know that. You get a call, in-laws are coming over, get everything cleaned up. If they suddenly knock at the door without calling, stall them. China's not going to change one way or the other. PR means nothing to them because they control their own PR. And there is a concern about our Olympians that are going to be there. And we keep hearing that the Olympians themselves won't be able to really meet with each other, dine with each other, and it's going to be a total mess. And I do feel for our Olympians who trained so hard to be there for these games. This may be, for some of them, their last chance to compete, especially for Olympic gold, or if they have to take silver or bronze. Could be the last opportunity. And I don't like the fact that if you boycott it, they can't go. I mean, I had a problem when President Carter did it with Russia, if you recall, when the games were going to be held there. Put up a boycott, we did not participate. And in turn, the following games, Russia was boycotting us. That's okay. But China is an entirely different thing. China, in particular, well, let me put it, it's not different than since it's still communist, but China has just been forthright in what it's doing to people, and they just don't care what you think. And in fact, they've got people in this country that seem to accept whatever China wants to do. And in fact, we have major corporations in this nation that are willing to let China do whatever it is, as long as we get a little slice of pie. I'm going to get into that in more detail in the next hour because Senator Cotton was also being asked about the statement from the Golden Warriors founder, or rather one of the principals, part owner, who's from Sri Lanka originally, now American-Canadian entrepreneur, who said the genocide of the Uyghurs in China, I don't care about that. It doesn't bother me. Of course it doesn't bother you. And the NBA and all the other corporations rushing in to make the money they can. from the Olympics. Now, that's where we should put a boycott. We should tell U.S. corporations, you can't spend a dime, and in fact, we should not be showing the Olympics on TV here. Oh, that would certainly upset the left, wouldn't it? Oh, by the way, if you're planning on going to the Academy Awards, they're moving them out of L.A. They're afraid it'd be too dangerous for Omicron, so, or all the others, so they're going to go to Vegas, where you can place a bet if it's safer. We got a lot to come in the second hour. We'll begin, of course, as usual, with news and commentary. We are streaming live at Larry Connors USA Facebook. I'm sorry, Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. And we got a lot to cover the next hour. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.